Hey, and welcome to the Healthy Fit Live podcast. I'm your host, Paul Hanton. Today, we'll be talking to Carmen DeCamillis, who is a certified nutrition coach. She is also the founder of Nutrition by Carmen, an online nutrition coaching service providing men and women sustainable fat loss programs that include every single food group. Today, we'll be discussing how to avoid common issues with sustainable fat loss. And if you're a fan of the show, please remember to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes and to leave a review if you enjoy listening. So let's get started. So Carmen, thank you for hopping on my show. I really appreciate it. How are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you so much. And I appreciate you having me. I'm excited for our chat.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk about sustainable fat loss. I think that's a really good topic that a lot of people can learn more about. And I'm excited to hopefully learn some stuff from you as well. But before we get started, why don't you give us a quick introduction on maybe your fitness background or how you got into coaching?
Yes, for sure. So I sort of grew up, I played a bunch of sports and everything through elementary school and high school. And sort of throughout high school, I always sort of struggled with my own weight and body image and, you know, all that kind of stuff in those like awkward teenage years. And as I got older, I just, you know, I was sort of surrounded by just a bunch of fit, healthy, you know, people that I kind of wanted to be like as well. And I never really knew much about the science of nutrition, but, you know, back then I knew about every fad diet and detox and, you know, all the juice cleanses and everything that's marketed out there to sort of promote that quick fat loss fix or, you know, drop 10 pounds in 7 days. And I was one of those people that, you know, speaking now, I tried a lot of those and obviously had temporary success, but any of the weight I ended up losing always came back on and would often come back, you know, much more than I had initially lost. And so it was just sort of this repeated cycle of, okay, you know, Weight Watchers didn't work. I must try the cabbage soup diet. Like that has to work. And so
I've never heard of that one before.
it's awful. It's, you know, I can't even like, it's horrible to talk about because looking back now, it's unbelievable that that is something that is out there and people tried and I'm one of those people, but yeah, that is one of them. So, yeah, I just sort of had this sort of roller coaster of, you know, hopping on a diet, hopping off, and just always being frustrated with my lack of success. And then, you know, got to a point a few years ago where I just sort of, I really wasn't feeling great in my body. And, you know, I'm one of these, a type of person that if I hear myself complaining about something, I drive myself nuts and I just want to take action on that to make a change. And so I decided to actually hire a nutrition coach for myself to learn about sustainable, healthy habits. And definitely that helped. Some of it was not totally restrictive, but I learned more about how to balance out food and meals in a proper way where you can actually eat so much more food than you could ever imagine and still see fat loss results. And then, so yeah, just basically over a year and a half ago, I launched my business. I decided to quit my corporate job of over almost 6 years, you know, because during the pandemic, things in my work really slowed down. And so it actually gave me time that I'm so grateful for now to think, okay, what do I actually want to do with my life? And, you know, I was just so fascinated with learning about nutrition. And so sort of while I was working from home, I enrolled in the Precision Nutrition Coaching certification, did that, absolutely loved it, and basically quit my job, launched Nutrition by Carmen a year and a half ago now. And it has been like one of the best things I've ever done. And so it's just so nice to, because I've sort of lived that life and journey of unsustainable fat mm-hmm. loss and diet. So it's really, it's just so rewarding to be able to share what I've learned and help other people kind of transform their lives in a sustainable way as well. So I know that's probably longer than you wanted, but that's sort of my journey in a nutshell.
Yeah, we hit on some things that we're going to dive into. It's a really great segue into the topic of sustainable fat loss, because you talked about the fat diets you've tried and how you may have lost some weight, but then you gained it back. You kind of did that yo-yo, went through that yo-yo phase, which I think is very common for a lot of people. So, yes. And you also mentioned, you also said temporary too, which is another key, like a big buzzword, you know, when it comes to those fat diets. But when we talk about sustainable fat loss, how would you describe to someone what sustainable means from a coaching perspective or a nutrition perspective?
So sustainable is, to me, it's something that you can implement without having to think too much mm-hmm. about. And it's something that you're doing every single day that truly doesn't require a lot of effort. Mm-hmm. And it's something that I always say to my clients, we want to be able to work nutrition into your lifestyle mm-hmm. and not change your lifestyle to fit nutrition in. Right. And so every person I work with is, you know, I work with moms that have kids. I work with, you know, corporate executives, a whole range of people. And so everybody's lifestyle is so different. And so, you know, everyone's approach will be slightly different, but the method of sustainable nutrition is actually the same for all of those people, depending on schedules and stuff. But it's looking at, you know, implementing really meals that contain whole foods with minimal or single ingredients that you can have at breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and your snacks. And the big key for me and my clients is I want to see what people can add in to their meals and their lifestyles instead of restricting things. Because I think one of the biggest issues I've at least seen, and I've actually done myself, is, you know, you're always looking at what can I take out, you know, that must help me get to my results quicker.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But that is something I want to drive home, because we're always looking at what to get rid of and what to eliminate. But why can't we look at things to add in to actually make your lifestyle so much more enjoyable? And, you know, instead of add stuff to your plate, instead of take it away, because I think that is a big issue that, you know, doesn't allow a sustainable approach, because we're so often limiting ourselves on things that we can have, where really with sustainable fat loss, you can actually add in stuff that will still get you the results. And plus you'll feel so much better and be happier because you can eat and enjoy so many different things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think that's a really good summarization, and you hit a lot of other great points as well. And mm-hmm. I'll also add in there that the sustainable is long-term, right? So I'm sure you have to help your clients understand this is a long-term approach, not a short-term 7-day sprint to lose, you know, 20 pounds, which you mentioned when you talked through some of the things that you tried. So I think taking that long-term approach can be really challenging for people to understand. So how do you help clients see, instead of looking at it as from a guy, I need to lose, you know, 20 pounds for this wedding, and looking at it, okay, I need this is for my life.
Yeah, it's such a good question. And I think it's, you know, because a lot of people will come to me and say they want to lose X number by X date.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think as soon as we put a timeline onto our fat loss or weight loss goals, that just adds so much extra pressure to ourselves, because, you know, we're on a countdown all of a sudden to, it's been a week, I've lost nothing. And, you know, it's just so much added unnecessary stress and pressure. And so what I implement with my clients is, you know, I try and get everyone to focus on really just healthy habits and behaviors. And, you know, a lot of that stuff looks very simply, and it's actually quite boring, to be honest. Like, it's, you know, how much water are you drinking every day? Yeah. How many colorful veggies are you adding to your plate? You know, what are you doing for movement? And so it's focusing on those, the foundational pieces, because I think so many people are, you know, they want to go from 0 to 100 without doing any of the legwork in between.
Right.
But that stuff in between is, that's the gold. Like, that is where you'll build those habits and the behaviors so that it actually becomes your new lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And by the time they know it, you know, they've dropped 5 pounds and they've eaten so much food that they can't even believe it. And they're, all they're doing for exercise is walking and, you know, simple mm-hmm. strength training, for example. And so we really build on just the basics, I would say, throughout the course of my program. But I think it's a big eye opener for people, because they realize all of a sudden that they can eat carbs and, you know, they can enjoy a meal out and some drinks with some friends and realize that they didn't actually gain any weight from that. And really implementing that, you know, a single meal will not get you back on track. It will, mm-hmm. you know, it'll actually be something great for you, because who doesn't love to go out and enjoy, you know, a meal with friends or drinks or whatever right. it is. But the key with that is to make sure that sort of the next course of action after maybe a more indulgent night out or something, that the next meal you have or the next action you take is a healthy one. Mm-hmm. And really that's all that's required to keep you going and not hinder any progress that you've made along the way, because that really is what it's all about. And something that we also kind of look at with my clients is, you know, we do a certain number of weeks program depending on what they want to sign up for. And I think a lot of the issues with these fad diets and detoxes and whatever it is, you know, you're signed up for a certain amount of time mm-hmm. and that is it. And so right. you're focused in on, you know, 4 weeks or whatever, but
right.
they don't actually say, okay, once the 4 weeks is up, then what? You know, so there's, you're not getting set up for success in that way. And that's a huge part of the program with my clients, is towards the end of their program, we start to talk post-program and how they can continue on without sort of my daily support and all of that kind of stuff. So I think that's another big factor as well, is sort of looking after the fact, you know, and really trying to encourage them not to set timelines to this, because mm-hmm. it is like a marathon with no finish line. You know, yeah. we're going to be doing this for the rest of our life. So why are we rushing? Let's just focus in and get the good habits going and continue on.
Yeah, I think that's a really good point, is the, a lot of programs have with trainers, they have an end date, or they sign up for, you know, 3 months or a month or 2 months or 12 weeks. And it's really, I think a lot of trainers do a really great job of focusing on that duration of time, but you made a great point about the after of what comes after that program is done, and mm-hmm. making sure that your clients are still set up for success, even if they're not going to be working with you. But ideally they should have all the tools after working with you to be able to go off on their own at some point, maybe not the first 3 months or even the 6 months, but that, you know, that's some point you want them to be able to kind of function on their own. You know, if they want to move on and do their own thing and train on their own. But I want to come back to something you mentioned about pressure and putting, and people putting pressure on themselves. Mm-hmm. The scale is also something that causes people to have a lot of pressure when it comes to weight loss, especially. So how do you think the scale can make or break someone's progress?
Oh, that's such a good question, because it is, well, it can be a big struggle with some clients. You know, I know for myself, growing up with the scale, we were never really taught about what the scale actually means. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were sort of taught, like, when you step on the scale, if it goes up, that's bad. And if it goes right. down, that's good.
Right.
And no one ever really talked about what really the scale means. And so that's a common struggle with a lot of my clients as well, because They'll step on the scale and it will maybe go up a little bit, but I also have all my clients do progress photos as well.
Right.
Because in the photos, I can see major changes that are happening that may not be reflected on that, the number on the scale.
Right.
But that is a really difficult, habit and behavior to kind of unwind because, you know, someone can have such an incredible week. They might have hit all their meals. They might have done all their movement. Everything was great. They step on the scale and it doesn't say what they want it to say.
Right.
And then they just kind of throw in the towel, say, oh, well, you know, I'm just going to go and go to McDonald's or whatever it is, you know, because it must not be working. And I really try and encourage my clients to just use the scale as a tool because there's so many different factors within nutrition that will be a marker of progress.
Right.
And definitely the scale is one of those tools, but that's all it is. It's a tool. And, you know, I really try and encourage and remind my clients that, you know, it's so crazy because some clients will say, you know, they don't have any digestive issues anymore, if that's something they were struggling with, or all of a sudden their sleep quality is incredible and their energy levels are through the roof. But then they'll step on the scale and it might not say what they want it to say. And they'll forget all of those amazing non-scale victories that have happened. And so it's really important for me to kind of remind them of, okay, your energy is great. You're sleeping well. You've got no digestive discomfort. Those are big wins. And so to celebrate those kind of small victories throughout every single week, I try and get them to focus more on that than the scale, though, of course, it's easier said than done. But and just to remind clients as well and people out there, if people are weighing themselves, that the scale doesn't know that you've had to go down a size in your jeans or, you know, you've had to get a smaller belt. The scale has no idea about that. So to really just use it as a tool, but if it is sort of hindering your progress because you're stepping on it and, you know, it's kind of taking you away from all the really incredible work you're doing, it might be worth just taking a scale break. And I've done that with some of my clients, you know, let's just put the scale away for a couple of weeks, focus in on those behaviors, and the results of that are incredible. So, I know it's difficult, especially if you've gone years and years with the scale and looking at it as good or bad. But, something I try and tell my clients is that, you know, if you step on the scale and it says 100 pounds, you step off and then you have 16 ounces of water, which is a pound, you drink that, step back on, the scale will say 101 pounds.
Right.
But it doesn't mean you've just gained 1 pound of fat. You just have more content in your system.
Right.
And so when I put it like that, sometimes they have a light bulb moment, but yeah, it's definitely a tricky one, but those are just some strategies I kind of use with some clients that struggle with the scale.
Yeah, I agree. I'll weigh myself every once in a while, but for me, it's just one data point out of many data points that I use. And same thing with I've had clients that weigh themselves every single day, I try to teach them or coach them that it's not necessary, not required. But I do think the scale, how you put it, it's just a tool, right? It's not bad or good. It's just a tool, and it can be just a data point. And you brought up some really good ones. So progress photos or how your jeans fit or how you feel or gut health, right? There's so many other data points that you could also use to gather a picture of the overall health. And again, a lot of people have weight loss goals, which I think are also fine. But I do think that the scale should be just a tool, like you said, amongst many other tools that we have at our disposal for our health.
Yeah, for sure. And I think some of those other ones, like if you're sleeping better and that's been a struggle, that's a huge win. And the scale doesn't know you're having good quality right. sleep.
Yeah, that's a good one. Sleep health is your sleep quality is a really big factor of your health. But you're right, scale is not going to know that.
Yeah.
And I like your analogy too about the water. I'll start using that as well. It's
a
really good way for people to understand and picture and vision what the scale actually is telling us versus what it's not. So I think it's fantastic. Yeah. So let's go back to sustainable fat loss. And you brought up a lot of, you tried a lot of fad diets, which I think, you know, are still very popular today. Mm-hmm. So how do you help clients that come to you and say, hey, I've done tried all these different diets or fad diets and you know, I'll lose weight and then I'll gain it back. Help. So how do you help clients that come to you with, they've already tried all these different things, there's yo-yo dieting and now they want to do something different?
Yeah. And that's a big, or a common issue with a lot of the clients that come to me, and I'll ask them in their questionnaire, you know, have you tried any diets or plans in the past? Yeah. And I would say probably 100% of my clients have tried something.
I think everybody has. Yeah.
Yeah. And the answer is always the same. It's like I lost 20 pounds and felt great, but then I gained it all back. Mm-hmm. And typically the diets or the fads that they've tried are kind of like we chatted about before. They eliminate a whole food group.
Right.
And, you know, that is just one of the things I try and explain, because when I tell people, yes, I'm going to allow you to have bread, they can't believe it.
Yeah.
And it's sort of, I just try and explain it like, you know, it's all of the stuff. If you were standing sort of in line at a grocery store and there was a magazine, you know, where it has a celebrity selling some fit tea or something like that is appealing. But if it was just me saying, you know, eat your fruits and veggies, drink your water, no one would buy that.
Right.
But that is exactly what is required for sustainable and successful fat loss. And so I really just try and encourage them. I say, you know, we just have to trust the process. Mm-hmm. And I really make sure that I'm including foods in their program that they love. You know, it's not just, you know, what people think are healthy foods like chicken and broccoli. Like, yes, that is great, but you can have pasta, you can have your favorite sauces, you know, whatever it is that you want, and have it be an enjoyable experience. But at the same time, it really comes down to clients, you know, following their programs as consistently as possible, holding themselves accountable, and also just, you know, one of the things I include is sort of a treat dinner every single week, just so that they know that they can have that one or two meals that are, you know, whatever they want. And sort of like I said before, they realize they can implement those things and it doesn't hinder progress.
Right.
And the reason I do that while they're on my program is just to kind of show, you know, this is possible and that you can continue on once you've left my program and you've built those sort of healthy habits. So it's interesting though, because a lot of people or clients are skeptical because they just, I'm giving them so much food, but it's food that are, you know, full, whole foods that are, you know, minimal ingredients. And those are the foods that we can eat in excess that contain less calories or energy. And so it's just them kind of learning all of that. And once they start to see A, how much they can eat and B, the results they're getting, it sort of becomes, you know, this amazing thing for them to realize, like, I can't believe I've tried all those pills and teas and whatever it is. But I think it helps as well that I've also been down that road. So you know, it's that I can relate to them on that level. So it's definitely a process though, but we try and get through it.
Yeah, it's definitely a process. And I like how you talked about learning, and it's not something that people are just going to be able to jump into, right, and master immediately. It does take some time to learn. It's like a skill, right? You got to develop and work at over time. And you know, you and I have been doing this for a while. You've tried a lot of different things. I've had a lot of different things. And so we've learned a lot about ourselves, but, and now we try to translate that, what we learned, to others. But And anyone that can tell you that's been doing this for a while, whether they're as a trainer or just on their own, they're different. You kind of learn as you grow and get better at certain things as you develop that skill set and kind of work that muscle, not your like your biceps or triceps, but that that muscle that you have of accountability and discipline, and even small things too, like what foods are to meal prep or what foods to eat or what foods to avoid or what foods are going to cause issues with your gut health. So it's definitely a learning experience, and that people are going to have to kind of be patient with, understand the process. But I do want to jump over to your podcast. You have a podcast, right? Nutrition by Carmen Podcast.
Yes.
So what is that about?
Yeah, so it is something new I've just launched in the last month, I guess it's been. So I have obviously my Instagram account as well, which is Nutrition by Carmen. And I'm always talking on there on my stories. And I realize that Instagram doesn't give you enough time to really dive deep into a topic.
Right.
And so I just thought, what would be a better way for me to, you know, get my message out there in a way that, you know, people are really into. And, you know, I put a poll on my Instagram. People love podcasts, myself included. I listen to a bunch of them. And so the Nutrition by Carmen podcast is a way for me to kind of talk about not only just my experiences, but mainly the issues and things I've seen with my clients. But it's also just breaking down nutrition and health into a really easy to digest, no pun intended, sort of way to get information out there that isn't overwhelming, but it is sort of backed by science. So there's that research behind it. And just talking about a whole variety of topics. You know, my first episode was how to navigate like the holiday season without feeling worried about anything. So it's just kind of stuff like that that I'm hoping will be relatable to people. And every episode will be released on Monday every single week.
Okay.
And I did that on purpose because I know Monday is like the dreaded day of the week for people.
Yeah.
But if I can give someone something to look forward to on Monday where they might not feel like going out and getting their steps in, then they at least know they have my podcast to listen to. So it is new, but it's I'm loving it so far. And I'm hoping that people that are listening are loving it. And I can give it a review once they've had a listen.
Yeah, and that's on is on Apple Podcasts or Spotify?
Yeah, it's on both Apple and Spotify. And I also post it to YouTube. There is a video version if you want to watch me talk, but not very exciting, but it is there as well. Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, the Nutrition by Carmen Podcast. Love the name. And that's awesome that you want to help people out in different ways. And like I said, a lot of people listen to podcasts. So I think it's an excellent way to get your message out there. And I think we could always talk about nutrition, right? It's extremely important to someone's health. That's fantastic.
Yeah, thank you.
So Carmen, I just want to say thank you again for coming on the show. A really good discussion with you about sustainable fat loss. And you dropped a lot of great nuggets. And I love a lot of your analogies, made it really easy to understand.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much again for having me. I really appreciate it. And I love your podcast too. So I'm just so grateful to be on. And yeah, wish you all the best over the holidays.
Yeah, thank you.
Of course.
And so that wraps up today's episode. Thank you very much for listening, and make sure to check out Carmen on the social media links in the podcast notes. If you're a fan of the show, please remember to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes, and to leave a review if you enjoyed listening. So until next episode, take care of yourselves, and remember, the best project you'll ever work on is you.